You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 23rd. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Liana. How are you doing, Liana?
Recovering from the whiplash I'm having with the feeds right now. We have a blindside butter beans on our hands, and it's not the person you and Puya talked about yesterday.
Yes, we've gone through quite a journey here for what to expect on a Saturday morning from, well, it'll be interesting because the feeds will come back on Friday after the eviction to, oh, maybe the feeds won't come on to, oh, the feeds will come on, but they suck to, wait a minute, what?
I can't even imagine if we hadn't gotten feeds trying to process everything that was going on. So look, I'm happy that we're here. We have a ton to go over, a lot of shuffling and gameplay, and a new named alliance emerges.
Yes. All right. Well, we are here, of course, to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. It was day 17 in the house. And as we have mentioned, we had some nominations. We had some mostly really boring day for most of it. But look, yesterday, I told you there was a chance. There was hope. There was maybe a little bit of light in the darkness of Kingdom Hearts. But and it turns out that Kingdom Hearts is light. I don't know.
Okay.
What do you want from me?
That's fine. Good start.
Let's talk about it. Okay. So obviously Turner won the HOH. He was convinced that Taylor was the one that flipped the house against Pooch. And in order to take revenge, he was told by Jasmine to initiate a plan that would be that Michael and Brittany would go on the block as pawns, and then they would come down and Taylor would be the replacement with Nicole, and then they would vote out Taylor. And this is because, of course, there is a twist that has paired off all of the players. And if you need a reset of that, it is Nicole and Taylor as the intended eventual backdoor nominees, and Taylor being the target of the two. Michael and Brittany are a pair, and they're going to be used as the pawns. Turner and Jasmine, which is what gave Jasmine the access that she needed to convince Turner to do this. Monty and Joseph. You got Kyle and Daniel. Alyssa and Indy. And Amira and Terrence. And so how the twist works, again, is that only one pair can be on the block at a time, which means you can only be on the block against that person and no other person. And you come off the block with that person, you go on the block with that person. You're locked in together. We don't yet know exactly what happens when your partner leaves and you're solo. If you now have the golden safety ticket pass, or if, I don't know what happens.
Not the golden safety ticket pass. Michael was theorizing about this, obviously pulling from Big Brother 13 and talking about the golden key, whether or not that guarantees you safety. Can you still vote? Probably you wouldn't be able to compete, but they're definitely talking about, the houseguests are talking about the fact that they seem to think that there's some type of benefit, which I assume there would be if this twist is going to continue until jury. Although apparently Julie said, it's your bestie for the rest of the summer, which makes me a little nervous. But they keep saying jury till jury till jury. So I'm like, fingers crossed. I hope that that's the longest that it lasts.
Well, I did see that after the twist was revealed, that there a hashtag did appear.
Yes.
Stop bestie twist. It was actually a lot of posts on it.
Oh, yeah. It was my favorite thing, going through the hashtag. Spearheaded, you know, your clip from yesterday really going viral. So I think doing the Lord's work over here, Taryn.
Yes. Stop bestie twist is out there. It's people are trying. But that's the plan coming into today, mm-hmm. is that. And, you know, right away, people talked about the twist like, hey, this makes it so easy for us. This is great. In fact, there's going to be a conversation throughout the day about how great of a twist this is. This is such a great twist. The viewers probably love it. Oh, man, it's so good. And the thing, too, is that it really helps us so much. You know, it's like we barely even need to talk much game. It's like it's just set everything up for us.
I mean, it's like you said, when the majority alliance likes the twist has done something wrong. So when Daniel is so excited about the twist, oh, it must be so good for the viewers. Everybody must love it. No, lies. No.
Yeah. And really, like, if you think about the day as a whole, and we'll get to all of the reasons why. If you think about everything that's happening here, it's kind of like at the end of last week. What we talked about, the conversation between Michael, Monty, and Kyle, where they were like, they found out about old school. They caught three of their alliance members completely ditching them for a different alliance. Like they basically caught their significant alliance other cheating on them. And they just needed to find out, does my significant alliance other love the person they're cheating on with? Or do they love us, but does it really matter? This was a marriage / alliance that was basically already dead. But the bestie twist, it took some, whatever those are called, the paddles, electrical paddles, and it's trying to resuscitate the pose pack.
Not shocking the pose pack back to life.
Come on. Come on.
Breathe, damn it.
And yeah, for a moment it was like, whoa. Okay. Pose pack is alive. It's a bit of a zombie, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. Because this twist has propped it up. It's reanimated it. And it's looking like it might just keep it going just for a few weeks here as things have been made so easy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I think the fact also that, you know, Turner ends up being the HOH and Kyle and Monty, because they were in on the pooch plan from the beginning, it's not like they can really go and spend the time playing detective with Turner's one brain cell to try to figure it out. So Turner just uses whatever other people are suggesting because he doesn't make decisions for himself. So, you know, without the influence and post-pack solid, potentially, then, you know, that's really what's dictating the week.
Yes. And what I talked about yesterday is that despite the fact that the Alliance was basically dead before this twist really has done everything in its power to resuscitate the Alliance and create a structure around it that will make it difficult for them to break out of it. But those wounds are still there. And we will see that they are festering. So let's we'll get to there. Michael and Brittany in the beginning of the day, frustrated with their position. Obviously, they have already sort of gotten word that they might be going up on the block. They already anticipated that they might be going up on the block later. Turner is going to tell them and then eventually put them up on the block. Michael just isn't sure what to do about the situation. It's a very bad spot for him. He wasn't really supposed to be in this position. Mm-hmm. Nobody was going to put him on the block prior to the twist. But now all of a sudden here he is sitting on the block and it's like, okay, if I don't come off the block, then Brittany probably goes home, and or me, which would be worse, but I don't want to lose Brittany yet. She's mm-hmm. valuable to my game. But if I win the veto, I've now won three vetoes in a row. That's not great. So mm-hmm. like this sucks. And then even if I do win the veto and I take myself off, Taylor goes up and Taylor goes home. I've been working on that relationship. I've been trying to create something else and it just reinforces the structure that I'm being cheated on in.
It's emotional cheating. It's still cheating. Yeah. Michael really is between a rock and a hard place right now. And I think that because he's between two non-ideal situations, I think that that could make him open if someone were to propose something different down the line, which I think is really important to keep in mind because, yeah, he's talking about when he has some camera talk, he doesn't want to lose Britt, but also he could get some type of power if Brittany is evicted. So maybe that would be good because if he does win three vetoes and then he gets this safety, he can just stay under the radar for a bit and really just work on his social game and not have to be with winning the veto or being put up as a pawn or anything like that. So he's clearly running through all of the scenarios in his head and trying to figure out which one is the most ideal. And right now it seems like he hasn't really been able to, you know, find the path that he thinks is the best.
Yes. And he even has a conversation with Nicole who reassures him, hey, the plan mm-hmm. is fine. It's all going to work out. And she lets him know, like, and look how great this twist has set us up. You know, Taylor goes home. We send home Brittany. We send home Indy. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm telling you, it's going to be amazing. Look at all of the people that we've lined up for slaughter. And Michael is like, oh, man. Okay. Because remember, he knows about the old school alliance. So when she's telling him about all of the people they're going to take out and none of them include anybody in the old school alliance, he is like, okay, so basically if we're going back to the cheating analogy, you're trying to convince me to let the person you're cheating with move in. Like, hey, no, they're going to be great. They're going to help around the house. I'm telling you, this is the best way forward for us. And you're just like, I know what you're doing. You are not tricking me. I know what's going to happen when they come in here. I think that eventually I am going to be leaving and then they're going to be staying and then they'll be in my house.
Should have signed a prenup.
Yes.
I mean, like Michael is smart. He's going to figure this out. And I think this is a situation where Nicole and maybe a little bit of Amira and Daniel are getting comfortable. And so they're okay with letting more of these cards shine, even though Nicole in that conversation was like, no, it's okay. Everyone outside of post pack. Yeah, it's still alive. I promise. Do you smell rotting flesh? Yes, but it's still alive. I promise.
Yes. So This comes out in his conversation with Kyle when he tells Kyle about the conversation he has with Nicole. They're both like, oh my God, they're trying to move Daniel in. They're trying to get the old school alliance, and they clearly are loyal to this thing. It's absolutely real. We are being kept in the dark. They haven't come to us. Amira hasn't come to us. Nobody other than Alyssa has come to us to tell us about what's happening here. And they clearly want all of these other people out. Big red flag. We clearly would be next. And I think that, you know, thinking ahead even more one step is that, like, if they do have this other alliance, you know, it's not necessarily that they're going to be next. It's that at what point do they decide we're going to take the first shot at Kyle, Monty, or Michael before they even get down to nine. Because let me tell you, they start having that conversation today. So they are concerned about it. And this is all, if Alyssa had not had that moment of jealousy, because hold on, let's trace this back. If Alyssa had not had that moment of jealousy and told Kyle about the old school alliance, then Michael and Kyle would not have had the impetus here, the knowledge to fight against the structure that this twist had put in place. And if you think even further back, who was it that caused Alyssa to feel that jealousy?
Oh my God.
Taylor saved the season!
It all comes full circle. It really is Taylor's fault, but this time we're happy about it. Oh gosh. Yeah, I mean, look, and the, you know, in that storage room conversation with Michael and Kyle, and you know, Michael is like, we really need to think this through. Like, we really need to take the time to really start to evaluate this, because they have that knowledge, because of course Taylor saved the season. So, you know, this is a good path that they start moving on, of recognizing where other people's loyalties lie, and it's not with them.
Mm-hmm. So again, Turner's going to fill in some people. Turner's going to talk to people. Turner's one of those people that's just like, why are you here?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He doesn't want to talk to anybody.
No.
He was like, I don't.
Brittany's been up my ass all day. Like, what do you think? You're HOH. People talk to you and you're HOH.
Yeah, like normally when you're HOH, this is the opportunity that you have to talk to everybody individually and really like get people's thoughts and opinions and see where they stand. Turner was just kind of like, how can I do this as quickly and painlessly as possible and just get it out of the way? Because, oh my God.
It's like a race to the bottom for the HOHs between Daniel and Turner. Mm-hmm. Like, who can utilize this power the poorest way possible?
Yes. So he has all of the conversations, none of them are particularly important because he's not changing his mind at this time. Mm-hmm. And he eventually is going to just stick with what he originally planned, and he's going to put Michael and Brittany on the block. So they are officially up on the block, and in order for them to come down, one of the two of them needs to win the veto, or somebody that is willing to use the veto on them needs to win the veto.
Mm-hmm. It's unclear for us and for them exactly how the veto competition is going to work, about whether or not it's going to be them competing in pairs, which, if it's something physical, Jasmine most likely will not be able to compete. She won't be cleared, which means that then Turner would not be able to compete, meaning that Brittany, if it is a pairs competition, Brittany and Michael would just go against one other pair. So, but it also could be individual. And as you mentioned, just one of the two of them would need to win if it is an individual comp.
Yes. So that's where things stand there. Brittany is upset that she's on the block. She's going to later try to talk to Turner, who, as we said, is like, just wanted nothing to do with talking to her. He goes so Brittany talks to Turner, and after she leaves, Turner's talking to the cameras like he's Pooch incarnate. And, he's like, hey guys, like he's a YouTuber. Hey guys, you know, just had to deal with Brittany. You know, then this is, really like, there are a lot of things that I like want to be doing, right? Like talking to the boys or like chilling with my girlfriend at home, you know, like making rugs, talking about where I put rugs. But, you know, one of the things I don't want to be doing is like talking to Brittany, you know, like,
I saw him be so much more animated about where in his shop all of the rugs hang on the walls than I have ever seen him talk game with anybody at any time. So, you know, look, I'm glad he has his passions. Big Brother is not one of them. Which is unfortunate for us and unfortunate that he's the HOH, but you know, he's influenceable. So I think that that's a good thing moving forward.
Yeah. And so, yeah, he's just like, yeah. And I had to like talk to people today and that was annoying, you know, like I just like, you know, I just don't want to talk to anybody. And I just like, why is Brittany in here all the time? And like, I just want to like Kyle. Maybe Joseph, you know, Daniel, like just my boys, you know?
Yeah. Oh, well, man. I mean, you know, he's obviously lost Pooch. And as he said, Turner described it as like putting a dog down, which, you know, again, I don't think is intentional with the Pooch pun. But yeah, I mean, really upset about the whole Brittany thing, especially like he was really upset that Brittany kept coming up trying to talk to him. She came up with a banana. In the morning.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, you know, that's what, and I'm just like tired, man. Like, maybe is this coffee still good? No. Oh, I got my hair in it. Oh, whoops.
No, he'll have to not shower for a few more days.
should I shower? Should I shower again? Can I shower twice in one day? Is that possible?
Wait,
can I not? Wait, can you shower and not get your hair wet? How would you do that? I wonder if I could do that.
Yeah, not the sharpest marble in the barrel over here.
So that's what that's what Turner's up to.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Brittany, in the meantime, is feeling very upset. She is going to go and cry to herself, kind of like goes off on this whole thing where she's like, oh my God, like this is hard. Like people don't like me. And it's very difficult to be social when people don't like you. And it's like, you're trapped in this place and it's very emotional. And it was so interesting to watch her have this kind of like, you know, breakdown, so to speak, because she is also a therapist. And so she's like self-aware of what's happening to her as it's happening and talking it through as it's happening. This is something that I would talk through with a patient. And it's happening to me as it's right now. Doesn't it suck that this is what happens to us humans? Why is it so hard to not feel pain? She's like, I hope my husband doesn't feel ashamed of me because he's married to like the crazy lady on Big Brother. And so she starts like going through like, okay, like let's talk about things I know to be true. I can make friends. I have friends. I have made friends in the past. Just because I'm not making friends in here does not mean that I can't make friends. And you know what? I do have friends in here. Michael and Kyle are my friends. I have made friends. So I can make friends. I do have friends. I'm not bad at making friends. I'm not unlovable. And she just kind of like talks herself down a little bit. And she's like, I need to self, hypnotize, self hypnosis. She just needs to calm down enough and get some space, get some time alone so she can self hypnosis. And so she does so. She kind of sits and it looks like she's meditating, except like a little bit different facial expressions.
Yeah, she would kind of smile from time to time.
Let me try and give you a visual here, all right? She's like sitting like she's meditating, right? With her legs crossed, arms down.
This is good podcasting. I'm not even going to bother to describe it.
So again, visual viewers get some benefits. she self hypnotizes and she's starting to feel a little bit better. So, but it was interesting. It was interesting.
Yeah. They need, if we're just making up festivals, like positive affirmation fest or something for her, because that was definitely like kind of what she was going through. And it was honestly, it was kind of heartbreaking, especially knowing that, well, we're unclear with Paloma leaving, if Paloma actually would have gotten the votes, but we were told that Brittany was the one who was voted out of the backstage people. And like, I just wanted to tell her that, like, you need to know that we like you. We really like you. And I think it was really interesting also because we got some reads on the house in terms of the dynamics. She said Nicole was controlling. So that was very interesting to hear. She said that Jasmine was being a diva. Like, I know she hurt her foot, but she's really picky, which was hilarious to hear. I appreciated that. Recognized that Taylor was being ostracized. I thought also like very interesting to hear her comment on, and that, you know, they are maybe in similar boats. And then just wishes that she could be more like Alyssa, which, no girl, be yourself.
Yes. More like Alyssa, because everyone loves Alyssa. She's cute. She's pretty. Everyone loves her. Why can't I just be more like Alyssa? I don't know. I don't know if that's the right aspiration.
No, it's not. It's not right now.
By the way, I talked about this specifically when we talked about Alyssa and the jealousy, that I pulled back the conversation where she said she had about guys and girls can't be friends. Mm-hmm. And she actually had like a little debate with Kyle about it yesterday as well. They talked about that because she was talking about how she's a bit possessed. I feel like people that are really into jealousy like to sometimes spin it as like, no, it's sometimes a good thing. Like, I'm very possessive. I'm very like, you know, it's cute. It's like, I just love you so much.
I just care too much. You know, that's my biggest weakness. I just love you too much. That you can't be friends with other attractive women. But I'm just saying it's because I love you so much.
Yeah, and then if they were ugly, sure.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
But no attractive woman. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's because I love you.
So that was fun.
Oh my God.
Joseph is celebrating his birthday. He's big into the birthday. He wants some big birthday things to happen. And he's got like a bunch of different ideas, and like a lot of other people in the house are just like, do we have to?
I'm so tired.
I'm just kind of like a, hey, happy birthday kind of guy, you know?
Right.
Not like let's do a bunch of stuff kind of guy.
Well, no, we're not here for activities. Here's your cake with 25 and little M&Ms spelled out. Be happy for what you're getting.
Yeah. Keep note of the fact that it's Joseph's birthday, because it doesn't really matter, but it's funnier later.
Yeah.
Indy has also become a have not, and she is not handling it super well. She is, Indy's one of those people that, I think used to finer things, right? Used to not having to eat slop and deal with, annoying things, sleep on, floaties. And, so she's kind of, a little grumpy.
Yeah, a little grumpy. And I think that this is also, you know, this house is really good in general about like just shite talking people. Like they like to pick a target and they like to just go for it. And I think part of Indy being grumpy is then now people are starting to go in on her a little bit more. Is she really a flight attendant? Does she really have a roommate? You know, she has matching gym sets, so obviously she must be rich. She said she wants 1 million followers online. How many does she have already if she thinks she's going to get 1 million? And so, you know, these conversations are starting to happen, which is why in the list of the three targets, Indy is part of that.
Yes. And I would say, keep in mind that how this house likes to function as well. Indy was already somebody that people were looking, some of the women were looking at targeting. And this is just giving them something to latch onto to make a bigger deal of it. And so, you know, it's very much, you know, I'm sure it incites the problem as well. Indy has a conversation with Taylor, afterward, Taylor, talks to the cameras and she's like, I don't understand. Like, I'm just, now this is day 17 straight days of people just not giving Taylor an ounce of the benefit of the doubt, of assuming that she's doing the wrong thing for the wrong reason, that she's rubbing people the wrong way, intentionally misinterpreting her words and interpreting them with as much malice as possible. She called me fat. She bumped into my foot. She ate the soup. She wore a dress. Every little thing she does is wrong. Yep. And on day 17, Taylor, who has been so gracious, is like, I'm getting a little frustrated. You know, they're good people, but it feels like everything I do rubs the house the wrong way.
Yeah, everyone's just so amazing. But, and I think part of it also is she's recognizing it in herself. It's like any little thing can rub people the wrong way. So it's either I go interact with people and rub them the wrong way, or I don't talk to people and then I'm not with people and I'm not making bonds and I'm not connecting with them. So again, between a rock and a hard place. And I think she's seeing it happen with Brittany. She saw it happen with Pooch. And so she can see that behavior in how others are being treated. And then that helps her reflect upon herself about like, oh, and I'm also being treated this way. Like, no wonder. Like, of course you're going to be frustrated.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, remember she also had that conversation with Monty where she did, more explicitly talk about how she does feel like, perhaps because of the color of her skin, there are certain things that are being assumed of her. And she says again, like, hey, they're good people. If anything, it's annoying because they're good people and I want to get along with them, but I do wonder why this is happening to me. Because it really does feel like there's literally nothing that I can do that is right for these people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It took 17 days. The poor, sweet Taylor. Like, I can't, if I was in there, I would be so upset with everybody. And she's like just kind of coming to this realization. And I think that this is also good and is going to prime her for potentially some changes later on down the line.
Hopefully, hopefully.
I hope.
All of this is happening, right? This was going to be probably like a 30-minute update because, you know, we're really kind of milking just random things because Game Talk is at an all-time low. They're all just kind of like, yay, Twist helped us. But remember, the Twist reanimated an already dead corpse. Now, we are very lucky, in my opinion, that this post-PAC alliance was already basically dead by the time this twist came along, because otherwise we might be in trouble. And like I said last night, that when I, or yesterday morning, when I said that there was still a chance of some intrigue, that does not change the fact that I think this twist is an abomination that needs to be destroyed. However, I'm very pleased to let you know that there is still some intrigue. And this zombie of an alliance might be about to get, you know, a shank to the face. Walking Dead style. So,
yeah, zombie apocalypse no more. We're cutting it down.
Yes. So Kyle is up in the HOH room talking with Joseph, Turner, and Monty. The boys.
Boys.
Yes. They're kind of joking around about, Kyle and Alyssa, you know, like, what do we do? Like, what do I do? Is it going to make a target on me? All this stuff. Typical Kyle stuff. I think at this point, Kyle is like, he's kind of, he's talking about it so much. He's hoping that it's like, it's, what do they call it? Is it lampshading? Something when you, in writing, when you have like a plot hole and you just like, you just point it out. Instead of trying to hide it, you're just like, yeah, we know. He's trying to do that. Like, look, I know it's a whole thing, but let's not make it a thing.
Yeah. So he was getting advice about whether or not he should talk to Alyssa about it. Because earlier it was like Indy was trying to get Alyssa and him alone or something because Alyssa had a plan to like kiss him in the HOH room or something. She didn't want to force it and wanted it to just be chill. And so I think all of that energy is really bubbling over, and which is why Kyle has this conversation with the bros about it, about like, so do I just tell her that I don't want to be with her? You know, like, do I just communicate my feelings? I don't know, man. Maybe I should go to Jasmine instead. Like, no.
Yes. And then they just keep, they keep talking, they keep chatting. And it's funny because they also had a long conversation the night before, many of these guys. That was the conversation where I think a lot of people expected something like this to have happened if it were to happen. And the fact that it didn't was kind of like, oh, there it goes. But luckily, I think a couple of things happened. One is that, you know, Joseph got a chance to like get his thoughts together. Another is that, you know, Michael and Kyle had that conversation about like, okay, they're definitely doing this old school thing. And so the motivation to like speak up and maybe throw some things out there is much higher. And it's funny because a lot of the women were really concerned about the conversation that happened the night before where all of the guys were upstairs, but really they were just confirming the getting Taylor out and nothing happened, but they were all like, what were they talking about up there? After many nights of all the women being up in the HOH during Jasmine's HOH. But this time their fears were realized because, they started with this Alyssa stuff, but they were really like, Joseph is here. Turner is here. Kyle and Monty have kind of talked about this before. You know, let's bring it back to they're in this, polyamorous relationship. And, they're trying to like be like, okay, we're going to kick out the cheaters, but now we got to invite some new people. And they're kind of flirting around. They're kind of like, like throwing some lines out there to see if any of them sink. And Joseph also, he wants in. He really likes Kyle and Monty. He really thinks that there are some people out there that are not trustworthy. And he's also thrown some lines like, hey, thrown just like, you know, I think there are some people like Indy that are great and some other people that aren't as great. I don't know. What do you think? I mean, surely, like, I mean, those women are probably working together, right? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we agree.
Yeah, Jasmine, Amira, and Alyssa are they're like really smart. You don't think Alyssa could be like using me for, you know, gamer labor, because they're so smart. They're just, and Nicole is just also just like so smart. You know, they're like playing so well. It was like, and Joseph also in this conversation, it was like he turned 25 and his brain finally finished developing, and he was like, I'm here to play now. And all of a sudden he's like, I've been observing people. I figured out like three people's real professions because they know they're lying about their professions. And then, you know, this is like a really good group.
Joseph,
and then Turner's like, so we're all going to make out. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. Look, there are a lot of things that I would not want to do in this house, like talk to Brittany, but making out with my bros.
it's all about it.
Joseph says, yeah, I think maybe, you know, Michael, Daniel, and Terrence might be working with the women. Mm-hmm. And Kyle's like, yeah, but maybe we should focus on Daniel, because here's the thing. You can't tell Daniel anything. Mm-hmm. You tell Daniel anything, it'll go right to Nicole. So you got to be careful of that. We can't trust Daniel. And Turner's like, what?
They're literally, Daniel and Nicole were literally taking meetings together with Jasmine in the HOH room. Like, Jasmine's like, I need to get them too, because they are like so clearly a pair. And this is what I'm saying with Turner's one brain cell being like overwhelmed with everything else going on. So the fact that, oh my gosh, Daniel is with Nicole. What?
Not my inception, bro.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah. Oh man. I forgot about them. The one where you sent home one of your three alliance members last week in a unanimous vote. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So they start talking about like Nicole and Amira and how they have a lot of power. They're very smart. Amira is such a gamer. Did you remember that time she said that she would like shave her head if she was on the, like for a, she'd do anything for money. Mm-hmm. She's such a gamer. And then they see that she's like walking, she's patrolling the downstairs. They're like, look, she's like looking for conversations. She's looking for mm-hmm. people. I don't know. And Kyle's like, yeah, I just, you know, we're talking about like what happened with the whole Pooch situation. I mean, I don't know what you guys think, but, if there were anybody out there, like, do you really think Taylor had the sway to make that kind of flip? I think, you know, do you really think, even like Jasmine, do you think Jasmine would have the sway to make that kind of flip? I don't know. I think we're talking about somebody who's really smart, who's got a lot of connections, who's a big time gamer. You know, I would think that person is the one that had the sway to make a flip on Pooch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Joseph is like, Kyle, I am right there with you. Listen to me. Hold on. No, listen. I'm serious. I'm 25 now.
Yeah. He's all grown up. His lawyer brain finally kicked in.
Now that I'm 25, I've been able to look back at those times when I was young and naive, when I was 24 and I was having conversations with Brittany and with Amira. And now I'm able to recontextualize it, because listen, every time I talk to Brittany, and I mentioned this on the updates, it was weird. Every time I talk to Brittany, Amira would appear out of nowhere, and she would talk to Brittany afterward, and I wanted to know if they were talking. Yeah, I tried to walk in on them once, and she was like, can you give me a second with Brittany? Can you give me a second? And then she would talk to me and be like, hey, I think Brittany might be a liar, just in case she's telling you anything, basically. Like, she was trying to make sure that nothing was leaking via Brittany, because she was doing it. She knew. And Turner, you know what else? After you won HOH, she was scared. She was worried. She thought she was going to go up.
Yeah. Crying.
Yeah.
Thinking, I'm going up.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Why would she why would she say that?
We cracked the case.
Oh, my God. We cracked the case. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Turn 25. Can rent a car. Can play Big Brother. Boom.
Case cracked.
They did it. It's not a cold case anymore.
Judge, what's the verdict? I mean, trainee that I'm training, what's the verdict?
Yeah, strongman record holder man, what's the verdict?
Kyle says, okay, listen, This is all great stuff. I love what we're doing here. I love the vibe. I love our idea board. I think there are some great, great thoughts on this board. Here's the plan. Ready? Ready? The plan right now, Michael and Brittany on the block, you take them down, you put up Nicole and Taylor, they vote Taylor out.
Okay.
Different plan.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
Michael and Brittany on the block. We take them down as planned, but instead of putting Nicole and Taylor up, we put Amira and Terrence up.
Oh my God. Kyle says this and the crowd in the room goes wild. Could they really do it? Wow. Wow. It's like they were floating the idea, floating. No one said it. And then Kyle brings it up. He's like, let's freaking do this. Let's do it. Let's make a big move. Let's backdoor her. She's the one leaking information. She's the one who flipped on Pooch. She is the one that's at the cause. The head of the dragon, I believe, was the term that was used. Plus, she described herself as an eagle because eagles are killers. So we have to get rid of her as well because no eagles in this house.
Yes, but they have to figure some things out, right? Because that means that Terrence would have to go on the block again. This pairs twist is making it a little complicated. Mm-hmm. But this is an easier ask than getting Nicole out over Taylor because Taylor would be available to potentially vote with them. So Kyle suggests, look, we have three votes here. Because Turner doesn't vote. So himself, Monty, and Joseph. Mm-hmm. He says, I guarantee you, we can get Michael and Brittany. We can get them. That's two more votes. That's five. We just need one more. And Turner's like, hold on, though. Michael and Brittany, can't trust them. First of all, I'd have to talk to Brittany. Like,
what if she has a banana? What will I do?
what if she wants to, like, say words to me?
Yeah. That aren't about rugs.
Yeah, like I'd rather be doing other things, you know? Yeah. Second of all, they lied to my face last week. Multiple times. They told me that they were going to vote to keep Pooch. They didn't vote to keep Pooch. I don't think we can trust their word. They'll do the same thing to us this time if they're swing votes. They'll screw us. Just like they screwed the Pooch. And Kyle goes, yeah, but you know that like everyone else also lied to you, right?
Yeah.
Including Daniel, including like everyone.
Yeah. And you ended up voting him out too. So like.
He's like, facts. Mm-hmm. Facts.
Yep. Yeah. Lots of process for him. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, essentially their plan hinges on, because if they're going to have enough votes, they've got, like you said, the three boys, plus Brittany, plus Michael. With Taylor then being their potential sixth to rope in this vote.
Yes. Kyle suggests they approach Taylor. He says, look, those women are so mean to her. Like, literally, I swear, I really feel like she'd be willing to. And Kyle has been advocating for this for a while. Michael said, wait. But Kyle has wanted to talk to Taylor for so long. He says, they're so mean to her. I really feel like if we show her some trust, and actually bring her in and give her the respect that like she deserves, I think she'd be willing to work with us. And I think she'd be willing to vote with us. And Monty says he thinks that this can work. Monty, though, of course, still kind of feels more along the lines of like, okay, we'll take her and we'll use her. Yes, I agree. I agree with that sentiment. Like, well, that wasn't exactly, but okay.
Yeah. I mean, Kyle, I don't have the exact quote. I can't find it. But Kyle was saying earlier in the conversation, because this HOH conversation lasts hours. So earlier in that conversation, Kyle does bring up the fact of like, oh, yeah, why are we going after the people on the bottom, on the outs, instead of going after the power players? Because we could just bring those people in. So like, clearly, as you mentioned, this has been something that's been on his mind. And so by picking out those people who have literally like said, we are outcasts. Brittany has said, I am an outcast. Taylor says, I am an outcast. And Kyle finally being like, if we give them something, they, of course they will work with us because they have nothing else.
Yeah. So that's it. That's they're like, all right, new alliance. Ready? Ready? Liana, let's do the alliance.
Oh my gosh.
It's called The Pound.
The Pound, yes. Woof, we lost Pooch, so we're The Pound. Which is so much better than their original idea of like something with their initials. I was like, first of all, that's Jerp Steel. Okay, so back off. But also, they're like, well, if we bring in more people, we don't want to be like, yeah, this is our alliance. It's named after the four of us. And you're definitely an equal part in this.
Yes. So that's the Pound's plan.
Woo.
And the only thing that could screw it up, what if Amira wins the veto?
Yes.
Well, if Amira wins the veto, they just still convince Amira to use it on Michael and Brittany. Mm-hmm. And the only real option they would have left probably is to go after Alyssa, I guess.
Yeah,
sorry, I mean, Kyle. And Kyle's like, oh no, but I love Alyssa. And like, no.
She can go. This is, Kyle's like, okay, let's see. Effectively communicate with someone and just be honest and share my feelings. Backdoor them. Yeah, I'm not so mad about the backdoor.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So Alyssa at this time is the backup target, that's if Amira wins the veto. I believe they're picking players for the veto as we speak. If Amira and Terrence are not drawn for the veto, this backup plan will not be relevant. Mm-hmm. We will see if it does become relevant. Mm-hmm. That's the plan. After they leave, Turner's like, oh man, I'm so tired.
Again, the most this man has talked game like ever in his life. He's even like, I took a back seat in the conversation.
Yeah.
They had all the puzzle pieces. Like, no, this is not.
Yeah, it seemed like just so you guys know, it's obviously like I know things, but like, yeah, it just seemed like they had it covered. So mm-hmm. I was just kind of letting them figure it out themselves.
Yeah, I'm too smart for this, so it's fine. Let them do it. Okay.
So in the meantime, by the way, there are discussions being had between Daniel, Nicole, and Amira. Separate discussions between Amira and Nicole Nicole and Daniel. They're talking about when is the time to strike at Monty mm-hmm. and Kyle. Because obviously they've got these like three house targets lined up, and this twist is like putting it in place, which is great for them. But obviously they need to know like when is the ideal time. Because if they wait too long, then, you know, it might be too late. Daniel also has mentioned targeting Michael, remember he's a super fan, and as a super fan, only one super fan can super fan. Mm-hmm. He still wants Michael out, and he's using the fact that Michael is winning competitions to try and push for it. Nicole later is like, don't push that too hard. Remember, they're in an alliance with the guy. Luckily, I was able to use it to convince them that you don't know about the alliance, because mm-hmm. otherwise, why would you say that? Mm-hmm. That would be a very dumb thing to say to people who are in an alliance with him if you knew about the alliance. And he's like, oh, it's so annoying. That's happening. So they're talking about targeting, and Another very funny thing that that happened that I haven't seen too many people talk about, at least, is that Nicole and Amira lets Nicole know. Paloma didn't really like Daniel. She wanted him gone. Like, she was gunning for his head. And Nicole's like, really? Like, yeah. His like whole identity is how close he was to Paloma.
Yeah, exactly. Be like, no, I remember those conversations where Paloma, like 2 or 3 days in, was like, we have to get out Daniel next. So
yeah. She was like, yeah, like right after the veto.
Yeah.
Week one, she was like, get this guy out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
I really want to see this storyline continue. I'm really hoping that that it does.
Mm-hmm.
Because I need Daniel's reaction when he finds out that Paloma didn't like him.
She never even liked you, dude.
Although probably Paloma would now say that she was best friends with him, just like she's best friends with everyone.
Oh, we didn't see it all in the feeds. You never see everything. Yeah. So
yeah.
You can
unfortunately, yeah, we did get some breaking news that live feeds are not reality.
Well, I mean, we're in a simulation, I thought, right?
Yeah,
so
I think
it all makes sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People should not be doing interviews with Paloma. Paloma should be recovering and not involved with any of this.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree with that.
Okay. So that's pretty much what we had yesterday. Yes. Anything else that we should talk about?
Okay. So a few things is that the four boys seem solid in mm-hmm. terms of the plan. So Turner, Joe, Joseph, who's Joe? Because I always get that confused, even though Pooch is still gone. Kyle and Monty. Okay. They need to bring in Michael and Brittany and Taylor for this to work. Their plan, I believe Kyle was going to tell Michael soon, like ASAP, but then otherwise they weren't going to bring anything up, I think, until after the veto, knowing whether or not they could execute their plan. So we don't have like everybody 100% on board yet. This is like absolutely a done deal, for sure happening 100%, lock it up. But there does seem to be a lot of passion from that group of boys from the pound. So I do believe that this plan could gain a lot of momentum depending on what ends up happening with the veto.
Yes. So that's the thing, right? I obviously think that Michael will be on board with this idea. However, it's not as solid a plan for Michael as it is for some of these guys.
Right.
Like for Michael, he still will need to kind of weave back and forth because it's still not the best idea for Michael to, mm-hmm. you know, get super locked in to a boys club of, you know, Kyle, Monty, Turner, Joseph, where, you know, Monty and Kyle probably have a lot of power there. And obviously Kyle's like, you know, really into Michael. And I think that, you know, Kyle would be still very useful for Michael mm-hmm. in that spot. And it does potentially include Brittany and Taylor, who Michael does want to work with. And so that's good. But ideally, he's able to go along with this without also burning his bridges with the other side. Amira is not the ideal target for Michael here mm-hmm. because Amira is somebody that does want to work with Michael long term and that he could use on the other side. If Amira goes and Nicole stays, then now you've got Nicole and Daniel still anti-Michael. And that's not great. And it kind of sticks him over with the guys and he doesn't have as much room to maneuver. It sounds like, the feeds did come back and we do have, some players picked and Nicole and Taylor will be
Wild.
Playing in the veto along with Turner, maybe Jasmine and, Michael and Brittany. So. Amira not playing in the veto. Taylor is playing in the veto, which actually could be amazing. And I wonder if they will realize this. If they can throw the veto to Taylor somehow, mm-hmm. get Taylor to use the veto, it could really help keep their cover mm-hmm. in terms of the plan to get Amira on the block. So I wonder if that will happen here.
Yes, definitely. I think that for the pound plan to work out, I think that that's the most ideal situation for them, because then, it's easily justifiable. Again, we don't know exactly how it's going to work out if they are competing as individuals. My hope is that they don't compete as pairs because Nicole could throw a la Caleb and Frankie Grande. And, you know, I don't know. Look, Taylor's a beast, so maybe she can win it all by herself. But if it is individual, then, you know, Taylor obviously stands a chance to win this.
Yes. And so the only other thing I would say is that there is a chance that if Nicole wins the veto, if it is individual in that way and Nicole has the decision to make on her own, then they would really, I mean, this is something that doesn't happen very often. It's often attempted, but then usually the person is able to catch on and not do it. But they would have to trick Nicole into using the veto. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, it would be difficult to do that because the plan was to get Taylor on the block. And mm-hmm. So if Nicole wins the veto, Taylor can't go on the block. So what is the incentive to use it at that point? The backup plan was always supposed to be Brittany. So if Nicole wins the veto for whatever reason, that we may see a situation where, she just straight up doesn't use it, or they need to convince her maybe that, like, oh, we'll take out Indy or something, okay, right? Like, because it'll be a difficult situation there. I would imagine that she'd be willing to throw this because she is looking to get Taylor on the block. But I also see Nicole as the kind of person that if she's doing well, you know, even not even thinking about it, she may just decide, hey, I want to throw this, or I don't want to throw this. I just want to win.
Yeah. And I think she seems fine with Brittany going. So it's not like, oh, it has to be Taylor and no one else, which then obviously would motivate that, like, yeah, sure, it's fine. I'll win it. We'll just take out Taylor next week.
Mm-hmm. So there are some hiccups here. Again, also, as we talked about, so, like, where does Michael go from here? I think he probably is willing to go along with this, especially if it means, you know, him and Brittany being safe, maybe being able to save Taylor. But it is still a tricky situation to navigate. And then Taylor, who to this point has very little relationship with many of the people in this group. As much as Kyle has been sympathetic and has wanted to work with Taylor, they do have clearly a soup related relationship. They haven't really talked game, and she's talked about targeting him a lot, you know, over the last week or so. And so I think there's going to have to be a big shift for Taylor when it comes to who she's looking to work with. Another thing that was talked about is that she did have a conversation with Nicole, where Nicole was like, hey, we know we may need some big shots to be taken. And according to Nicole, Taylor was like, yeah, are you talking about taking a shot at some of the women? And Nicole, of course, brought that back. So, you know, I do think she's been primed a little bit, but there's just a lot of moving pieces right now. Mm-hmm. And the pairs thing is a complication. The people not being on board yet is a complication. Mm-hmm. And the numbers are still pretty tight, as well, which is a tricky thing to navigate. So a lot to keep an eye on here moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's the thing, is that we've heard Taylor consistently talk about, oh, I'm going to target one of the guys. I'm going to target one of the guys. I'm going to target one of the guys. Not her being pulled into the Bros Alliance, right? So that's like the antithesis of what she was originally planning on doing. So again, that just creates more resistance to this plan potentially going through. And so I think that's why, you know, it's definitely not a done deal, and there's a lot of moving pieces.
All right. Yeah. So I think that's about it for now. This is sort of the current state of things. This veto competition is going to be very important, obviously, depending on who wins it. This day in general, I think, is probably going to be very important. Depending on who wins, we will likely see the conversations happen today about what will happen based on who wins and who might go up and where the votes might be. So, big day today.
Yeah, I like how it went from, yeah, we're probably not going to have feeds at all, to this.
Yeah.
My gosh.
All right. So that's what we've got. Stay tuned. I will be back tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. I will also be live with Rob in the patron group with the Big Brother Q&A later today at 5 p.m. Eastern. If you want to call in, ask some questions. There's plenty to talk about here today try to figure out and try to analyze. So check that out. I'll also be streaming today, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. Finally watching this week's challenge, playing the kitten game. And, it's chatting about all this Big Brother nonsense. So check that out over on Twitch. And I'll be playing some Goose Goose Duck tomorrow with the crew. You can check out the Among Us videos I've been putting up on YouTube. They're very fun. And that's what I got. Liana, what are you up to?
You can follow me on Twitter at Liana RHAP. We are podcasting about Drag Race, which had a wild episode going into the finale. So Beth Amon and I will be back together to talk about that.
All right. That's what we have for you today. Thank you so much for joining us. And I will see all of you next time.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.